You know what I hate? Being inconvenienced. When I have a plan, I have a plan. And it annoys the living daylights out of me when someone upsets my apple cart by ruining my plans and forcing me to do something completely different. God's asked me to do some really inconvenient things in my life. Really, He has. But not just me. You've no doubt been there too. And so has pretty much everyone who puts their trust in God. I mean, take Moses, for instance, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 and 25. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called a son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to share ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. Now, you probably know that story, how God miraculously saved Moses from execution as a baby and instead put him in Pharaoh's rich and privileged household where he grew up. Yay for Moses, woohoo! But God didn't put him there to live out his days in privilege and comfort. God had another plan for Moses. I'm sure there were many times where, in his younger years, Moses saw himself living out his life in comfort and in wealth and in privilege. Back in those days, he would never have imagined spending 40 years leading the grumbling, complaining, ungrateful nation of Israel toward the promised land. Yeah, God has a way of upsetting our plans for comfort and privilege. At first, I used to get upset with him. But finally, old Thicko over here figured out that he wasn't so much interested in my petty little plans, in my comfort and privilege. Me telling God what to do is like a foot soldier, a private in the trenches, telling the general what to do. The soldier only sees his little part of the battle. The general, on the other hand, sees the big picture. And God's big picture, the little bits I've seen of it, well, it ain't half bad. What is it in your life? What plan, what privilege, what dream is God calling you to give up for Him? There's always something. And we can struggle against Him. We can wrestle with God as Israel did for centuries. We can run in the opposite direction as Jonah tried to do. But when God has a plan, He has a plan. And when we yield our plans to His, no matter what it may end up costing us, it ain't half bad. In fact, invariably, His plans always, always turn out much better than we could ever have hoped for, dreamed, or imagined. So just in case you need a reminder, get with a plan, His plan. That's God's word, fresh for you today.